Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Terrorizing the Ravens and Lamar Jackson.
2 third quarter touchdown gives the Ravens their first lead of the night.
Not where we want to be, but, you know, we haven't earned it. You know, I think we've struggled pretty much at everything.
The Ravens beat the Buccaneers 27-22.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, your smart speakers. Download the podcast and listen on the app. You have us anywhere. Just click more on the lower right-hand corner of the ESPN app. Scroll down to live radio. You don't need a radio. You don't need to be in your car, in the shower, wherever you... You take us with you if you have a phone, and everyone's got a phone. Good morning, Jay.
It's called the app, Max. Yes.
That's right. Yes. How are you, Jay?
Is it a good morning? I don't know what day it is.
Yeah, you haven't slept
deprived.
A lot. You got a newborn
Who
baby.
Who knows
you got
what's
three
going
kids.
On? There are games on. I'm watching Ben Simmons airball layups last night. Yeah. I'm watching
what?
Tom Brady get frustrated
Wait,
last
Ben
night.
Ben Simmons missed a shot?
He what? Airballed a layup anyway.
What?
I just.
We should have led with that.
Why are you not entertained?
I mean, you said yesterday that you thought it would be a bigger deal if Tom Brady lost. I did not. It just looked bad. And I mean, we got LeBron James and Tom Brady in bad situations where it doesn't look like it's going to get better.
I got to tell you, yeah, you're right. Situation, that's right.
Yes.
Brady was still making throws. And Lamar, I mean, was there anyone, Jay, was at the end of that game, it was the first time in NFL history, I'm pretty sure, it was just one guy on the field. He was by himself.
I mean,
they were running out of players.
They rushed for 260 yards.
They got.
It was a tale of two halves, right? I mean, Lamar Jackson threw the ball, I feel like, 30 times in the first half, and they went away from the game plan. Obviously, when you think about Mark Andrews getting hurt coming off the field, they went back to what they do in the second half, and that's when they started to punish the Tampa Bay defense.
Who do you find in the end zone? Third quarter, right when he rolls right.
Isaiah Likely?
And he sees it may have been, and he sees they even mentioned it on the broadcast. He pulls it back. He's reading the defense. I think on the broadcast what was pointed out is he went through three different ideas in the same progression, right, before he found his guy at the back of the end zone. And by the way, zipped it in there. And that was to take the lead in the game. Like, Lamar had himself a night. When you talk about the MVP race, and he had dropped out of it for a while, Jay, on this just in, 2 p.m. Eastern ESPN, handsome host. I do a Jeez. Quarterback tiers, uh-huh. right? And so one guy's in the top tier, it's like pyramid, two in the second, three in the third. And Lamar has dropped out of the top six the last week or two. He's back in there somewhere. Like, he's back in the mix after last night, I think.
To a degree, I still think it's Josh Allen's to lose.
Among the guys you now have to again talk about after last night. That was impressive.
Can I give you my thesis last night for after the game was over?
All right.
Just let this sink in, Max Kellerman.
Okay, I'm letting it sink.
On Sunday, on Sunday, you have the Falcons versus the Panthers for first place in the NFC South.
Also called the
PU
Bowl.
The winner of the game will get first place in the NFC South. Yeah. Can you believe that?
No, it's nuts.
Are you kidding me? I mean, last night I'm finding myself wondering, Byron Leftwich, the game plan just looks stale. And I get that your O-line is depleted, but it's been depleted. Like, the worst thing to do is to do nothing. Like, they came out with some pop a little bit in the first quarter, but then I didn't see wrinkles. I didn't see anything different. And that's on Byron Leftwich. That's on Tom Brady. But it just seemed like the same. And I'm wondering, do we need to ask for Bruce Arians to come back on the sideline like it was in game one, game two? Like, is that where we're at
vicious,
with Tampa Bay?
Vicious.
Like, are we trying
Jay
to do one. Something different?
I hear what you're saying. And the funny thing is, when you look at the coach of the year candidates, take Daboll in New York, who we obviously watch closely as Giants fans. One thing that you'll do, even, it's a young, inexperienced line, lots of new pieces. They don't, you know, Neal is a turnstile early in the season, their first round pick on the right side. He's putting there's a force field around Daniel Jones. One thing the Giants are going to make sure is you ain't going to get to our quarterback. We are going to protect that guy. If you make up your mind that you're going to push your resources somewhere, you should be able to block for the run. They don't seem to be able to get any ground yards. And I don't blame that on a running back. That's the issue there is scheme.
I mean, you're last in rushing yards.
Yep.
I mean, and I get that Tom Brady threw for 300 plus yards, you know, one touchdown, no interception. He should have been picked three times.
Yeah.
three times throughout the course of the game. I mean, him and Mike Evans just seem like they can't get on the same page. It seems like a debacle.
Jay, you can be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776.
I thought I already was. I thought my name was included in Keyshawn.
ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. What are you talking about? I got Key moved out today. I'm working on you tomorrow.
Key lost his voice.
Key last night. If you heard yesterday morning's show, by the end of the show, he was Doc Rivers.
We talked last night, and he's like, "Yeah, I can't." I'm like, "Why are you calling me if you can't speak? What are you doing?"
It's too many shows back to back for that dude.
And then I fell for him.
Did he call you specifically just to tell you he couldn't talk?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the most Keyshawn thing I ever heard in my life.
Keyshawn is.
He also interrupted Jay five times during that.
He's load managing. That's what we're doing.
Listen, it makes sense because we have a couple buys back to back, and then by Monday's game, he got those 3 days rest.
So everybody, send Key your well wishes that he gets his voice back.
He'll get his voice back. Yeah. He'll be fine.
He'll be just fine.
Here, should I do? He'll be fine.
200 yards. Don't do too much.
197 yards through the air. One touchdown. Punch one in. No interceptions. There's we have Key sitting right there now.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, by the way, want to hear Tom Brady on his subpar play, on the team's subpar play?
You know, I think we struggle pretty much at everything. You know, we just struggle in the red area, struggle in third down, struggle in the run game, 2-point plays, short yardage, backed up, and start first quarter, start of the third quarter, not very good offense football.
I mean, they're top three in the league in pre-snap penalties. It just looks like this team lacks discipline. So I'm going to break it down to such a simplistic level because I know that, you know, I'm not going to be the guy to dig our fan base into the details of the game, right, from a football perspective. But
the way
you approach, like, it's a game of quarters, right? So in basketball, we look at this and say, how do we win each quarter, right? So how do you start each quarter off with the right type of energy where it's demonstrative, you're here to play? I felt like the Baltimore Ravens – had this energy for each quarter where it was aggressive, whereas I felt like it was patchwork for the Buccaneers. It felt like if one play didn't go right, it just didn't feel right. Like everybody was angry about it. And we're not going to get it back in this one play. Then it was everybody threw their hands up in the air. It was just a different, complete energy.
What are you saying, Jay? Think about what you're saying. Same thing Tom Brady's saying, although Tom Brady, unlike Aaron Rodgers, would not separate himself from the group. He includes himself in those. It's always us, we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
However, the inescapable conclusion from listening to Brady and listening to you just then is this is a coaching issue. I mean, whatever injuries you want to talk about, and that's legit, I would point to the injuries. But what Brady is saying, if you interpret it and put it together with what you're saying, Jay, it leads inevitably to the idea that Bowles is not doing a great job here.
I don't have time to worry about injuries when I'm an athlete on the field or on the court. I only have what I have on my team, and my job is to win the game. Last night, it's not like last night was not a winnable game.
That's the thing.
And all these games have been miscues. They've been lack of discipline. And I hate it, but it does fall back on Todd Bowles. That's why I asked the question to you earlier, Max. Is it time to bring Bruce Arians back as a sideline coach just to have his presence there? And I know Bruce doesn't want to do that because then what that insinuates to the public is that Todd Bowles and Byron Leftwich can't do it without him. But that's the reality of where this team is right now.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can give us a call on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Is Todd Bowles the issue in Tampa? Lamar Jackson was in the zone in the Ravens' 27-22 win versus Brady and the Bucks last night. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone. A trade in the NFL happened yesterday, Jay.
What?
And I think it caught everybody by surprise.
Well, it's two of our teams from this show.
That's right.
It's two of our teams.
James
is Giants and the Chiefs.
And our Giants. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live. everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Jay, this time of the week, I'm usually exhausted because, you know, the games are on late, especially this time of year, basketball, baseball, and the NFL. So we're never going to bed early, and we got to get up. You know, we could push it maybe till 4 in the morning, but it's not a lot of sleep. But you this week, you had a because you got a newborn on top of it.
So let me tell you about yesterday. Have you ever had these moments where you black out on your kids, and then you feel horrible about blacking out on them?
Not me, never. I'm a
perfect
parent.
The day, though, like after you get through, when you actually have a moment to stop moving. So I found myself yesterday, our call. Right? Our call is typically at 3:30 where we all get on the phone. We talk about what we're going to do the next day. So I'm in the car. We picked my daughter up from school, Amelia. She's 4. She's all the way in the back now. She used to be in the front. It feels like a year ago. Now she's all the way in the back because I got 3 grown-ass kid seats in the car now. I got my son behind me kicking on my back seat. The car seats press up against my seat. And I got my daughter who is like, you know, 15 days old, who's just crying.
And you drive that little compact.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Working man.
Right? So I have a truck, but still, everybody's on top of each other. So, and by the way, I have Victoria. She was great. Our camera lady, she made me lasagna. So I got the lasagna in the back. I got all this stuff in the car.
You made right? Jay lasagna?
Yeah, because nobody's sleeping or
cooking
over here.
No one's making me any lasagna.
Yeah, stop. It's not about you right now, Max. Anyway.
I need lasagna.
Yeah. All I hear is, what the hell is going on? And I look, and my tire pressure is going from like 38 to 32 to 28 to 18.
You may have had a flat tire, Jay.
I have a flat tire. So I found myself out there trying to change my tire by myself because this principal, instead of calling AAA, because now I just want to do it.
Wait. Stop right there. That is idiotic. Why wouldn't you call AAA? They're the best.
They are, but I want to be a man's man at this time. I just want to do it myself. It's easy.
What? Then I'd like to be a ladies' man or whatever, the opposite of a man's man. Because
I don't know. I just wanted to get it over with and get home. I was tired.
It's been How'd that a long work ass for day. You?
It didn't work well, Pat. All I know is I got my daughter saying, I'm hungry. My son is like, hitting on himself. And my daughter screaming. I said, everybody just shut up. I got it changed finally. We got home. I told my wife.
I'm calling a child protective services,
at my
by
kids.
The way.
I cursed at my kids. I can't believe I cursed at my kids. My daughter looked shocked.
Has she heard the words before?
I don't know.
She just knows
she
that those are angry words.
She heard it then. Yeah, it was like the Pope watching somebody curse in front. That's my daughter's look.
Aww.
I know. And I lost it. And I felt like a bad human being.
Did you just call yourself the Pope?
No, I was saying the look on my daughter's face was as if the Pope. Somebody
Jay
cursed the Pope
has
out.
Slept probably this week, I'm going to guess, the entire week, maybe 15 hours, right?
I've been getting on average like 3.5.
It's not enough.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kadarius Toney is the best receiver on their team.
It just didn't seem like a guy that was going to be a culture fit for Joe Shane and Brian Daboll.
Somebody had to spend a first-round draft pick. They get it for a conditional third. This should be Chris Paul not being able to go to the Lakers.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN 2, are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can give us a call on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So here's the big trade from yesterday, Jay. It kind of came out of nowhere. The Kansas City Chiefs trade a conditional third, which I suppose means it's a fourth now, and if he hits certain things, it becomes a third, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a sixth rounder in the draft to the Giants for wide receiver Kadarius Toney, who was a top 20 pick a couple years ago.
A little injury prone, though. Had some issues with our Giants.
And you heard reports on our air out of training camp and stuff, like he's always last in line. They didn't like the way he was getting after mm-hmm. things. So he's injury prone. The coaches clearly didn't like some other stuff about him. At least the reports were.
Is it the left hamstring? Is it the right one? You don't want to go on a trip to London. Which one is it?
But the dude is extremely talented. And while on the Giants, on the Chiefs, all he's got to be is a matchup problem, another matchup problem on the offense. So you have Mecole Hardman. When is he going to turn a corner? He is what he is, but he's still a fast dude, right? Marquez Valdez-Scantling. He is not a number one, but he is a take-the-lid-off-the-defense kind of guy. He can get behind your defense. A fast dude.
Kelsey's number one.
Kelsey's the number one guy.
You got Juju Smith-Schuster, too.
So you have Kelsey, who's your, as Key would define it, your alpha receiver, because you run the passing game through him. But now everywhere you look, there is a fast matchup problem on the field. So they get a top 20 pick essentially for a third and a sixth that works for the Chiefs, and it could be a tipping point in their offense. It just makes it that much more difficult. The Giants get rid of a guy they weren't going to use anyway and get some extra draft capital. I think it's a win-win.
I like the move. I mean, I know yesterday when it went down, I was like, okay, like that's a luxury. That's an added-on bonus to a team that it feels like, look, if you want the vertical stretch game to open up a little bit, he can provide that, right? Just having him on the field gives it that option to do a lot
kind
of other
account
things,
for him,
right? Like you can throw screens to it, jet sweeps. You can do all these different things. You can I trust Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid to implement him into the system where you're not asking him.
Well, if it works, it's Andy Reid.
But if it doesn't work,
then
not on this show.
Then it's Eric
if
Bieniemy.
It works, it's Eric Bieniemy on
I
this
see.
Show.
I see.
Yeah, James already yelled at me about that earlier. But like, I'll tell you what. So that move happening, it brought me back to a different point, though, yesterday when it went down. I'm like, okay, Robbie Anderson now, Kadarius Toney, they've been traded for cheap prices, it feels like. You got that going on, right? Like, okay. You're also thinking about, okay, like Robert Quinn was moved from Chicago. They're letting go of pieces. Like, that's another addition to a championship-like team. What the hell is Green Bay doing?
Okay, wait. Before we get to Green Bay.
What is Green Bay doing?
I have talked about Kadarius Toney, and I really do think he is – he's not when you have a really talented player who's expected to be one thing. I think of even like a very different personality and work ethic and all this kind of stuff. But Andre Iguodala on the Sixers, he's not the number one scorer on a championship team. They were kind of trying to cast him
back when
he
was like AI,
way back
when he was like okay, leading the team in scoring.
But yeah, but when Iguodala is just needs to do his part on a team, then it's like unfair.
Like wait, with Golden State.
Yeah. Wait, he's just got to play defense and be the fourth scorer or fifth option? Oh, my God. That's Kadarius Toney to me. It sounds like that's how you're thinking of him, too, on the Chiefs. However, Bart Scott on Bart and Hahn has a different thought about what Toney could mean on this Chiefs offense.
Kadarius Toney is the best receiver on their team right now.
On the Chiefs?
Right now.
Instantly.
Better than Harmon.
A guy that has done literally nothing at the NFL level, and now he's the best.
Better than Harmon. Better than Juju. Better than Valdez-Scantley. This dude's a problem, man. This dude is so talented. It's ridiculous. And they just get a player like that, that somebody had to spend a first-round draft pick. They get him for a conditional third.
Do you think that...
We need to boycott. This should be Chris Paul not being able to go to the Lakers.
I have no doubt in Bart's ability to see talent. I mean, I watched Kadarius Toney when he was at Florida. Super talented dude. I just don't always know if there is discipline for that talent to translate onto the field.
I mean, I think...
Right? Look, like, there are a lot of question marks around the character. Now, that could be how is the Brian Daboll situation panned out.
He didn't draft him.
Yep, how he handled it. And, you know, maybe Andy Reid can't, or Eric Bieniemy can be that guy to open up that war chest for him. But the history doesn't prove that for me in a short sample size.
One of the things that you do when you look at the Giants draft, what did they take Wandell for? They kind of got a guy like that who's even a little more explosive and stronger in Kadarius Toney. That's weird. Well, that administration, Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, didn't draft Kadarius Toney. So then you start looking at that, and they like Wandell. Then you see Kadarius, then you hear reports over the summer. Kadarius Toney, they don't love him in training camp. The media thinks he's not looking like he's getting after it, this and that. Plus, he's injury prone, right? So you start to read into that. Mm-hmm. And then he falls out of favor. He's not on the field that much. So I think it is fair for you to make certain assumptions, Jay. Like, it looks like maybe he doesn't have what it takes so far to be a number one. But Bart sees number one type receiver talent there. And remember, when he was drafted, he's almost like one of these hybrid receiver back types. Like, you can carry the ball.
That's why I said there's a lot of upside. You got him for cheap. You see the potential. Then, like, implement him and let him figure it out. If it doesn't figure it out, it doesn't hurt you overall for the move.
Well, between Reed and Bieniemy and Mahomes, I think they're going
to... I trust in that.
Whatever's in there, we're going to find out what the upside is, because they're about... I don't think of him as a number one. I think of him as a weapon. Like, we had Weapon X. We had Brian Dawkins from the defense of the Eagle safety back in the day. And, you know, that's how I think of Kadarius Toney, like a weapon. Not like Dawkins, but like a Weapon X. This is a guy who can kind of do some stuff for you that's hard to account for. I know, by the way, I know things didn't work out off the field. Remember Dave Meggett back in the day on the Giants? It was like, boy, he could do a lot for you.
So he's a weapon with the upside of potentially having the talent to be a number one.
Right.
I like that. But it does bring me back to my question once again. I've seen a lot of teams make moves for the cheap. Robbie Anderson, Kadarius Toney, Robert Quinn, what the hell are the Green Bay Packers doing? We talk about their offense struggling to a degree, Aaron Rodgers not really finding his way. We're seeing these additional pieces being added on to other teammates. Like Gutekunst, we've heard Aaron Rodgers talk about this multiple times. Oh, you know, I trust in Gutekunst. I have faith that he will make the right move. They have yet to make any moves.
Yeah, especially, look, you saw it in the offseason. This always happens in the NFL. And I brought this up, again, as a Giants fan with offensive line problems, I saw Shaq Mason was traded to the Bucs for a fifth-round pick. And I thought, well, okay, stop right there, everyone. I don't want to hear how hard it is to fix an offensive line. Guy like Shaq Mason's available for a fifth-round pick. You get Robert Quinn moved, as you mentioned. It's always easy to look at those kind of moves and say, what is this team doing? They're standing pat, right? But the Packers' track record in terms of that stuff has been pretty good recently, being able to get to the playoffs every year. The question is, get over the hump? The Chiefs advance in the playoffs every year, and here's a move that I think will result in them advancing probably farther than they would have otherwise.
Well, the issues came from the track record that they would try to draft talent and build talent over time instead of going out and getting those dominant wide receivers or people to help, you know, Aaron Rodgers truly get there and get over the top.
Four of the biggest games of the NFL week. We're going to get you ready for week 8.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right.
Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Four Downs is brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways you could save here on Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, Four Downs. You know what my favorite thing is, Jay? How before each down we have that first down, Bears at Cowboys, like that whole thing, right? So let's hear it, Yates.
First down.
All right, where's the Bears at Cowboys thing, though?
Bears at Cowboys.
There it is, Pat.
Hold on. What's wrong with we don't have the Bears at Cowboys? All right, Pat's going to have to do it. All right, Bears at Cowboys, Jay. How confident are you in Dak Prescott to lead the Cowboys? Listen, forget about to the playoffs. To a playoff win this year. They're going to make the playoffs. Can they win a game in the freaking playoffs?
I look for Dak Prescott to lead the Cowboys to multiple wins in the playoffs. Just not one. One is no longer acceptable. All right? And look, in this game in particular, coming up this weekend, we know what their defense is. We've seen how their offense can be handled by Cooper Rush. We have one game now as far as a litmus test for Dak Prescott thus far. I still think the upside for Dak is a lot higher. I look forward to seeing the upside for Justin Fields.
Yeah, man.
We saw them beat the Pats, right? This team rushed for over 250 yards on the ground. Obviously, the way they do it with David Montgomery, you talk about they run the game, right? I get that. Khalil Herbert and company. But still, that pass rush, it's going to be interesting to see how Justin Fields can generate points with his feet.
You know, Justin Fields, to me, I thought the reason I wanted the Giants to draft him originally, I know they have Daniel Jones. I think Justin Fields has greatness in there. He reminds me in certain ways of Dak Prescott. Big, strong kid, fast, and with a big arm. But more agile, souped-up version of Dak. He looks to me like a higher-ceiling guy. He's not nearly the quarterback Dak is yet. But he has a similar effect on a team. Jay, the Bears are in every game. They're no good. They don't have anything, but they're in every game. And it seems to me because of Justin Fields. So, listen, they are Chicago's plus 345. That's a pretty big underdog. And Dallas is minus 455. That's a big underdog. Cowboys FBI gives them an 85% chance of winning. I'm telling you, Bears should be in this game. And don't let Dak Prescott lose to the Bears.
So, do you think the Bears will cover? Dallas 9.5-point favorites.
I do. I think Fields figures out a way. Some guys have a kind of galvanizing effect on a team.
Yeah.
And Fields, to me, seems to be one of those guys. I think that about Joe Burrow. I think certain guys, just their presence juices guys.
At home, I'm going to take Dallas to cover this game, though.
You think they're going
to
cover?
I don't see the Bears being able to control. Like, you know, what happened in the last game against the Pats, they came out, they threw the ball in the first quarter a ton, right, which opened up the running game. I don't know if they're going to be able to pull that off against secondary of the Cowboys thus far, open up the running game.
Jay, it's time for second down.
Second down.
Pat?
Patriots at Jets.
Not bad, Pat. Not bad. Okay. Patriots at Jets. This is Sunday, 1 p.m. window, Jay. New England is favored on the road by 2.5, minus 140, Jets plus 118. That's pretty close odds, but damn, they're the 2.5-point favorites at Jets. Meantime, FPI says the Jets have a 51.5% chance of winning, according to ESPN's FPI. We think that they ought to be the slight favorites. The over-under is 40 points, by the way. Jay, Mac Jones is going to start, and this moved the odds in the Patriots' favor. Is that the right call?
Yes. This is the quarterback that you are starting to build the franchise around. And look, Bailey Zappe, I like him. I think he is talented. I know Key thinks he should start. He should be the starter moving forward.
Dr. Z.
I see Mac Jones being that guy who needs to find the reps. And I give him credit for how he – if you're going to be committed to Mac Jones, be committed to Mac Jones. Like, he is the leader that people see in the locker room. And even though I don't think he's played as well as people think he could play, I think you made that decision early in the season. You got to stick with it for another season.
You know who's convinced me of Mac Jones as a starter? Mike Tannenbaum. And I'll tell you why. Mike T was on this show saying, look, Bailey Zappe is he's probably like 6'6", something like that. He's not a tall quarterback. Okay. He's not fast. And it's not impossible for a guy like that to succeed. Drew Brees, right? Tua can run, but he's not like blazing fast. But the point is, it's not impossible, but the odds are against it. Because if you're short, and by the quarterback standards, and you're not fast, the margin for error is basically zero, right? So Bailey Zappe, can you win a Super Bowl with him? Man, everything would have to go right, and he'd have to turn out to be a better player even than you realize. For that reason, I think your best shot at winning a Super Bowl, if you're the Patriots in the coming years, based on what's on your roster, is Mac Jones. What are you trying to do here? Just be barely above 500, something like that, lose in the first round of the playoffs? Or are you trying to do something, right? I think Mac Jones, the more I think about it, is really your only option.
I don't think either quarterback can help you win a Super Bowl.
Well, Zappe looked good, though, when he was playing. He looked
okay against two of the worst defenses in the league.
That's true.
Okay, so I like Mac Jones. I'm just saying the body of work that Mac Jones had last year, finishing top eight in a lot of statistical categories, even if it was packaged.
How long would it take you to get those stats up? Those were very impressive stats. If I vamp here for 10 seconds,
not what I do
for
a living, no.
Damn. Jay rattled off some stats on Mac Jones the other day. You were
it's like
loaded.
Completion percentage.
It was every important stat. He was top 10.
It was ridiculous. I mean, it's, regardless of whether you want to tell me it was packaged up right by Bill Belichick or not, he still had to be on the field and do it and execute.
100%. Again, I talk about the Giants all the time because they're 6-1, by the way, everyone. But, like, I look at, well, Daniel Jones, they're scheming it up from – he still got to do it. They did everything right by Mac Jones last year. And as Key says, you just got to drive to the stadium as a rookie. Show me you know how to get there. You're not expecting anything. He did more than just drive to the stadium. He understood how to steer the ship. The ship was designed perfectly for him, but he did it very, very well by rookie quarterback NFL standards, I thought.
I do think that 12-game win streak that Bill Belichick has over the Jets, I think that comes to an end on Sunday.
Agreed. I'm surprised the Jets are not favored. The Jets have one of the more talented rosters in the NFL. And I know Vera Tucker's a big loss. Brees Hall's a big loss, yeah. But they still just look around.
Stay
both
with the game plan.
The ball. They got talent.
Stay with the game plan. Let James Robinson, you know, still run the ball.
That's right.
Don't have Zach Wilson try to do too much.
Imagine if Becton never got hurt. Like the Jets, well, this is what happens when you draft at the top, you know, for 100 years in a row. Time for third down, guys.
Third down.
Pat?
Giants at Seahawks.
Not bad. Giants at Seahawks, Jay. Seattle is favored by 3 at home. Giants plus 140. Seattle minus 165 on the money line. The over under is 44.5 points. Seattle, FPI gives a 56.8% chance of winning. By the way, as a Giants fan, this is the one I looked when I look at the schedule and the Giants were on that little roll. I was like, Seattle does a lot of the same kind of stuff they do, only they're at home. The Giants will have to travel all the way to the West Coast. They're winning a lot of close games. The Giants are kind of due for a close loss, I would say. I get what the odds makers are saying here, Jay.
Oh, yay, of little faith.
Which team between Seattle and New York is most likely to keep their momentum going, do you think?
I have the Giants winning this game. I know it's going to be tough. It just feels like every game we've said that the Giants have been outmatched, right? They're outmatched against the Titans. Then it was like, oh, Aaron Rodgers is going to be too much for them in London. Then it came down to, like, Lamar Jackson, can they contain him? They play a brand of football for 4 straight quarters where you know what time it is. They don't play down or up to the level of their competition. It's consistent.
That's a great point.
I have the Giants.
My favorite thing about this team is what you just said. But even without Metcalf, man, they got more at receiver than the Giants do. Seattle does. And so when it comes down to it at home.
Control the tempo of the game, man.
Yeah, but Seattle does the same kind of stuff.
Okay.
But they're the ones, I don't know. It just feels like the Giants are due for a close loss.
You're a nervous Giants fan right now.
Damn straight.
Fourth down.
Fourth down.
So, Buffalo Bills are at the Green Bay Packers.
Wait. Bills at Packers.
Oh, sorry. That's right.
Continue.
What are you doing?
That's right. Sorry about that, Pat. Bills at Packers. This is a Sunday primetime game. Buffalo, the spread is 11 points. Buffalo favored by 11 at Lambeau. Green Bay is plus 400. Buffalo minus 550 on the money line. The over-under is 47 and a hook. The Bills, according to FBI, have a 83.3% chance of winning. By the way, 16.7% chances hit all the time. Right? Like almost a 1 in 5 shot. It happens. But let me ask you this, Jay. How surprised are you that Aaron Rodgers is an 11-point dog at home?
Surprised?
At home?
At home.
It's 11 points?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think the Bills are playing the best football in the NFL along with the Eagles. Like, I think these two teams are completely...
Sorry. It's Packers at Bills. I knew something was wrong with that. It's Packers at Bills. They're not at Lambeau.
Yeah, I was like,
right?
When you were talking about that,
okay, sorry.
It didn't make sense. It's all right. That's not surprising at all, right? Like, I don't see the Packers winning a single quarter.
Okay, here's the question.
You're
right now,
me a different question.
Take every single thing away, Jay. Take all of the personnel away, except leave the quarterbacks. Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst. This is what really occurred to me the other day. Take every player away from both teams, but leave the quarterbacks. Who has the advantage?
Josh Allen.
So Josh Allen's
younger,
better.
So
Josh Allen's better than Aaron Rodgers. I just want to say that right now. At this point, Allen's a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers.
Right now, point of the season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course. Okay. I just want to state that. Yeah, Josh Allen's better than Aaron Rodgers. You'd rather have Josh Allen as your quarterback
than
Aaron Rodgers.
That's
obvious, really? Because Aaron Rodgers, definitively, you can point to someone. I think he and Mahomes have been going back and forth the last 4 years. Who's the best? Is it Mahomes or Rodgers? But now you have a guy you put ahead of Rodgers.
If you put Aaron Rodgers on the Buffalo Bills, they'd be really good. Scary. Like,
I just said take everyone away from both
teams. I know,
both of them are
very good. Like, if you take the attributes, you would take just... Go down the list of Josh Allen. He's young. He can run the football. He's 6'4", 260 or whatever, how big he is. He's a massive dude. Like, you're just taking that because of his age and what else he can bring to the game. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he's still really good football player, like very good football player. He's just the supporting cast around him isn't.
But again, I just want to point something out. He's won back-to-back MVPs on 13-game winners. He has been way up there in QBR, put all the stats up. Back-to-back reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers is, at this point in time, you're not going to find someone who says they're going to take him over Josh Allen. So I just want to be very clear. Josh Allen's better than Aaron Rodgers.
Due to the people around him, though.
I didn't say that.
I know, but that's like change it.
You can't look at it and say, well.
That's like, which car would you rather, Ferrari or Corvette, but you got to take the motor out? You're like, what?
No, not the motor. They are the motor. That's what I'm saying. They're the engine.
It's just interesting. Like, Aaron Rodgers is still a special talent. It's fit with the team. And I never really, it's really funny, Nick, like being an athlete in sports, when people try to remove the ancillary pieces, and it doesn't work that way.
It's like saying the Chicago Bulls without some of their key pieces, like in the 90s, what would they have been? It's like,
yeah, but I could tell you definitively, Michael Jordan was better than everybody else. He was the best. And it seems to me right now, at this point in time in this season, Josh Allen's the best football player, right? Number one.
And
the two guys nipping at his heels, neither one is Aaron Rodgers.
I'd much rather have Josh Allen on my football team over the last couple of years than Aaron Rodgers, but that's...
Really? Over the last couple of years?
He's been 2 years.
I think this is new.
I was talking about how much I liked Josh Allen last year.
No, he was great, but what I'm saying is there's a reason Rodgers won back-to-back MVPs.
There's also like this thing called chemistry and fit with age groups. Like Josh Allen is closer in age to everybody else. You start to feel like the old guy when you're in your 30s and you see 20-year-olds walk in, you're looking at them and they're going out to the clubs on the weekends, looking for companionship, and you're like, well, I'm going home, I got
my kids,
the wife and kids, and there's a difference.
If they swap teams, would the Bills be as good with Rodgers as they are with Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they'd be pretty good.
They would.
I
mean, they would.
You would miss some of the runs that Josh Allen. You wouldn't have the quarterback power. You wouldn't have all those things that make a defense. It's tough. You can't. How do you stop that guy when he's, you know, barreling down on you? As
so they so they wouldn't be quite as good as they are now.
I think that they might be better in maybe some other areas. Spreading
what about
the
Packers?
Around.
Would the Packers be better or worse with Josh Allen than they are with
Aaron
Rodgers?
They'd be better because you could run the football.
Sounds to me like Josh Allen's better.
Nick, I want to ask you a question because I posed this at the beginning of our show coming off last night's game, right? So we heard yesterday that Kadarius Toney gets traded from the Giants mm-hmm. to the Chiefs, right? It's a luxury. It's an added-on weapon. I've seen Robbie Anderson, Kadarius Toney get traded for cheap. I see Robert Quinn go from the Bears to the Eagles, right? Upgrades. The team that I haven't seen try to upgrade at all, the Green Bay Packers. Like, and I get that there are challenges on the defensive side of the ball because we expected that defense to be a top five defense. They've been nowhere close. But is it the same thing once again that Brian Gutekunst and company are they not going to make a move for Aaron Rodgers?
I think it comes down to, you know, what are you giving up for it? So, some of the mentality of we're giving up future picks in the draft, which are young talent that you don't know what that third round, second round pick is going to be when you trade it away. You look at the Eagles, they went and got Robert Quinn because they felt that if they added depth in the pass rushing room, for whatever they gave up for him, I don't know exactly the details on that trade, but their short-term gain for what they're trying to do this season is better than the long-term gain of the draft pick, whichever that may be. And I think you also have to look at the needs because a pass rusher is a simple plug-and-play. They don't need to know anything about the defense. You know, you literally, Robert Quinn comes into the building, you say, all right, it's third down. Good, do your thing. Go ahead. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter what the coverage is. Doesn't matter the game. Like, go get the quarterback. But a receiver or maybe somebody else that's more intricate in having to learn the system might not be so beneficial in the first, I'd say, maybe 3 to 5 weeks.
So this is the team that we're going to see moving forward for the Green Bay Packers.
Team. And then what's available? You know, like, what could the Packers add to their roster right now that's going to help some of the issues that they have? And what team, you know, Brandon Cooks maybe, but he's guaranteed $18 million next year.
I want to get back to the Eagles because Jay's mind has been on Aaron Rodgers all morning. All morning, right? Like, this is where your mind goes when this comes up. What are they doing for Rodgers?
I also feel like Rodgers could, at this point, could kind of be sitting back like, I told you so. Like, maybe he had some input in not bringing someone in or maybe bringing someone in that he would like to have brought in, but they were like, no, we'll just stick to the draft picks. You take care. You know, you're the best quarterback. We're paying you $50 million. You get the best out of them. And, you know, at this point, if you're Rodgers, you're like, look, I'm not the one drafting or selecting who they're bringing in the offseason. Like, I would love to have that. But remember, that was some of the issue, that there was a problem with him not having input in the process. So maybe in the process, because a lot of times these office management people, they feel like they're, you know, they never played, but they feel like they're the smartest guys in the room. Like, oh, no, I'm the GM. I'm the pro scout. Like, I know what I'm looking at. And as a player, you're like, all right, well, what's going on?
I hate those people who never played and think they're so smart. So listen, Nink.
There's a lot of guys out there.
They're the
majority
worst.
Of coaches.
They're the
play.
Worst. Oh, they're the worst.
You know, Max, anyway. You played before.
Anyway,
you box. Oh, you ever box?
God, it's just the worst. So Nick, I want to get back to the Eagles and the Cowboys for a second. The Eagles are excellent on both sides of the line of scrimmage, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, if you kind of averaged it out, I'd say they have the best line of scrimmage in the NFL. If you look at the offensive line plus what they have up front on defense, but in terms of just purely the defensive front, I think the Cowboys probably got
younger,
it.
More explosive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But they add Quinn, and I'm like, ooh, the Eagles just made that's the Cowboys' strength. They just kind of made that closer in an arms race up front.
I love Robert Quinn. I think he's a heck of a football player. He had 18 and a half sacks last year. He has one this year.
They're doubling him every time.
They're doubling him. So yeah. you put him in a, well, you know, chipping, doubling. Attention.
Yeah,
that's the attention aspect of it. He gets the attention because he's a good pass rusher. So it's just like if you were pass rushing next to Aaron Donald, the amount of numbers you have, Like, you can't block them all. So they have to select who is the guy that we have to put the most attention to, and then the rest of the guys have to win their one-on-ones. So I think with the Eagles, you know, they have a good defense. They have a good front. You bring in Robert Quinn, he's an addition. He comes on the field on third down. The offense has to make a choice. Who do we put our attention to? And if he's the guy on one-on-ones, hopefully he gets
those sacks. It reminds me not only of Von Miller in a way, although he's closer to his prime, I think, but who I keep forgetting. Who was it who the Rams brought in, the edge rusher but a linebacker, when they made the run to the Super Bowl a couple years ago? He like the one, his a pass rushing specialist, and everyone knows who I'm talking about. If I said the name, what's that?
Von Miller?
You're talking about Miller?
No, pre-Von Miller. This is their first run in what was that? 18?
Oh, when they lost to the Pats?
Yeah, yeah. They brought in the edge rusher, and I'll tell you during the I'll look it up during the commercial break, Anyway, it reminds me of those kind of moves because it wasn't Bobby Wagner. This is going back 3 or 4 years. It reminds me of those kind of moves because when you're already stacked on the line, Boy, you bring that guy in, it's a problem.
Nick, I want to go real quick because we only got about a minute left here. We have a big game coming up this weekend. You have the Pats on the road at the Jets, right? There's been a move. Obviously, Mac Jones is going to be the starter moving forward. Is that the right move?
Good. Yeah.
That's what I thought, right?
Naeem's just like the one issue that I had with the wishy-washy, we'll see. Name Mac Jones your starter. Give him the confidence because the confidence goes a long way, especially in any aspect of being an athlete. Confidence is key. When you pull somebody and there was a rotation there, but you never go back in, there's a lack of a rotation. When you get pulled out of a game, you don't go back in the game. That's not a rotation in my eyes. I think with Mac coming back from an injury, okay, if there was a protection phase of let's put him out there and see how he does, then pull him off the field, and the stadium's chanting for the backup, that's going to hurt your confidence.
Exactly.
That's going to hurt your confidence. And then going into the next week, they don't name you as the starter. That's going to hurt your confidence. They need to clearly state that he's our first-round pick, 15 overall, who's a great rookie, and he's our starting quarterback.
I've never seen where a coach waits right before the game to name the starter. It's their childish game you play with kids.
Bill tries to do this for the – you know, it's not like another team's preparing for Lamar Jackson or Tom Brady. Like, there's two different styles of quarterback. It's basically Zappy and Mac. Like, they're going to run the same stuff.
I was thinking of Dante Fowler. And by the way, listen to these sack totals till he hits the Rams. 8-4, then he has full season with the Rams, 11.5, right? Yeah. Because all you got to do is go get the quarterback, like you said, Nick, and they're already stacked up front.
Donald.
I think Quinn is a whole lot for the Eagles. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Are the Ravens a lock to win the AFC North? Thanks, Nick.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.